Welcome to This is America with VOA Learning English. America's Declaration of Independence from Britain was signed on July 4, 1776. Today, Mary Tillotson and Steve Ember bring you an Independence Day program of songs that celebrate America.
Americans celebrate the 4th of July with family gatherings, parades, speeches, and fireworks. They also celebrate with patriotic music. The official song of the United States is the Star-Spangled Banner. Francis Scott Key wrote the words in 1814. At that time, America and Britain were at war. Francis Scott Key watched as British forces attacked Fort McHenry in Baltimore, Maryland. Through the smoke and fire, he could see a huge American flag flying over the army base.
The next morning after the battle, he looked to see which flag flew over Fort McHenry. It would tell which side had won. Key saw that the American flag still flew. He wrote a poem recreating the event. Soon after, music was added to his words. The United States Congress made the Star-Spangled Banner the national song in 1931. Americans sing it at the beginning of many public meetings and sports events. Here is America's national song, performed by Faith Hill.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming.
Some people say the Star-Spangled Banner is difficult to sing. Others do not like the words. Some people have suggested that the United States change its national song. They say many other songs that celebrate America would be better.
One of these is called America. It is also known as My Country, 'Tis of Thee. Samuel Smith wrote it in 1832. The music is the same as the British national song, God Save the Queen. The Southwestern Christian College Chorus sings America.
My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride, from every mountainside, let freedom ring. Let music swell the breeze and ring from all the trees, sweet freedom song. Let mortal tongues away, let all that breathe partake, let rocks their silence break, the sound prolong.
Some people think America the Beautiful is one of the best songs that celebrates America. Catherine Lee Bates wrote the words in 1893. Samuel Ward wrote the music. Many singers and groups have recorded America the Beautiful. Ray Charles sings his version.
Oh, beautiful, far heroes proved in liberating strife. Who more than self, our country loved, and mercy more than life. America.
Many people think God Bless America is the best song that celebrates America. Irving Berlin wrote it in 1917. It became popular 20 years later when Kate Smith sang it on a national radio broadcast. Listen now to the young voices of the American Boy Choir as they perform God Bless America.
Thank you.
other people would like America's national song to be "This Land Is Your Land." Woody Guthrie wrote the words in 1940. It became one of the most popular folk songs in America. Pete Seeger and the Weavers sing "This Land Is Your Land."
This land is your land. That endless skyway, I saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me.
This land is your land.
Years ago, Lee Greenwood recorded a song called "God Bless the USA." This song has gained new meaning and popularity since the terrorist attacks on the United States, September 11, 2001. Listen as Lee Greenwood sings "God Bless the USA."
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
This program was written by Geraldine Watson and produced by Katie Weaver. Mary Tillotson and Steve Ember were your announcers. Join us again next week for another report about life in the United States with the VOA Learning English program, This is America.